So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Chad Daniels and unpronounceable words. You'll hear those coming up right after this.
Put on your red lace nightie and pull your green stockings on. I'll tie you up with silver tinsel as we sing some Christmas songs. The video camera is loaded, pointed and ready to go. So let's put the X back in Christmas, darling, under the mistletoe. Starling under the mistletoe.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here he is, Tom Griswold.
We'll be talking in a few minutes with a man noted for his big party stick. He is comedian Chad Daniels.
Oh, I thought, in a minute, he's right here.
I was going to say, he just spoke.
Why are we waiting?
What are you talking
Does
about?
Chad know about this? Your cow valve?
Oh, God.
Huh?
You know, Tom got a cow valve installed in
Dad
his
got
heart.
A new heart.
This is true.
Yeah.
Oh, not really. It's a valve made of the tissue from the outside of a cow.
It's a cow valve.
Well, that's a cow valve.
Huh. Well, I mean, it's not actually a valve. The point is, I got a little bit of cow in me.
Well,
feeling pretty good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's her again.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Bessie.
Hey, Bessie.
Oh, how are you these days, Bessie? You look... Uh-oh. You look a little gaunt. Oh, no, oh. Bessie. Can we get her handlers in here?
She can't live with just one valve.
Oh. Well, it's just the...
Thank you for your sacrifice, Bessie.
How many valves do cows have?
I don't know.
Oh, she's defecating.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
She let her valves let loose.
God.
I'm defecating.
We got to clean this up.
Could you answer that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I could tell that cow was fake, and I'll say it right to your face. Hey, I don't know if I told you guys that I'm bringing my new girlfriend, Galaxy, to our family Christmas party this
Galaxy?
Year.
Oh,
Galaxy?
Nice.
Yeah, I met her on at Skip the Games. She's a stripper slash dancer slash independent contractor slash current side piece. Uh-huh. You guys probably already know. You know they're shutting down Xanadu's for a week, too, over holidays.
Wow. Oh. A whole week.
They got to fumigate for silverfish again. Yes, she's missing out on a ton of cash, Josh.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, she got this whole dance where she dresses up as Mrs. Claus. And this time of year at Xanadu's, you know, every stripper pole they paint to look like a big-ass candy cane.
Oh, that's cool.
Classy.
Man, she does such sweet things, that sugar cane. Makes you wonder how she ain't contracted stage 2 diabetes yet. Yeah. I swear to God. And her interpretive dance will make you harder than a bag of Werther's, especially when she bends over, makes her booty pop. Christy, she can actually clap with, she can clap with no hands.
Wow.
I swear to God.
That's impressive.
Oh, and if Whoopi starts calling her mom, don't get jealous, Christy.
That's okay. I'm not going to worry.
Well, he's just had a change of heart about her since she got him that tarantula. You said he wasn't allowed to have your house.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Nice guy.
Cool. Hey, Josh, I got a question for you.
Yes, please.
Josh, you owned an articulated python or a snake.
Right.
Did you keep that snake in a cage or did you just free range that bad boy?
No, yeah, it was in a terrarium, yeah.
Well, because I want Whippy to keep his pet in a
terrarium.
Missy, her sister, wants Whippy to free range little spud web, the tarantula.
Oh. That's
what we named him.
Yeah.
Well, Missy's one of them dirty hipster strippers. She's all about free range and free range eggs, free range cats, free range babies. Man, she's free range everything. Probably explains why she don't own no bras or panties, you know? And trust me, you know when she's in a room because even her scent is free range.
Oh, oh Donnie.
Swear to God. Yeah, chick, I don't know what it is. I think her pH levels are off or something.
Uh-huh.
It's real. And you said the word for pungent or pungent.
Pungent.
I don't know. Who knows? That's what they say. Hindsight's always 50-50.
That's right.
Well, I better jump off here. I think I just seen Spud Webb run behind a toaster, and it's almost feeding time.
Well, hey, Donnie, real quick, what do you feed a tarantula? What do they eat?
Whatever the hell it wants, Tom. That's why I'm grabbing Whippy, and we're getting the hell out of here after it eats.
Okay.
I said let's go.
Okay.
Go.
Thanks. Oh, thanks, Donnie. Pet
tarantulas
tarantula.
Are cool.
Spud Webb.
Yeah, like good name that. For a
good name for a tarantula.
Sure.
Bravo, Donnie. Galaxy. What if that's your given name?
You know what? These days, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, why not?
I told you about the dilemma that I had.
What?
I'll talk to you, Chad.
Please.
Chad, do you mind if I ask you the names of your two lovely children?
I don't mind at all. Isaac and Olivia.
Yeah, beautiful names.
Right. Thank you.
Semi-normal.
Semi-normal.
What the hell's wrong with you?
No, they're normal. They're, you know what I'm saying.
No one knows what you're saying ever.
I have an acquaintance. I'm not sure I can even tell this story.
I bet you can.
They,
$10 you can.
They,
I double dog dare you.
The woman was telling me, along with her husband, that they were having a baby.
Oh, okay. Congratulations!
And these people are new to this country of America.
Yes,
they have only been here. I don't know, a decade or so.
Let me tell you something. If there's anybody who flowers up the language like that,
yeah.
I don't want to hear him. I could hear him talk this way all day.
Yeah.
And when they told me they were going to name the child.
Yes,
and
the child.
It was a stripper name.
What was it?
It was actually Galaxy.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought it was Mercedes.
No, it was Galaxy.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I didn't want him. What do you do?
See?
Do you say, hey, look, that's a stripper name.
You absolutely do that.
No.
I mean, without question.
No.
You can't.
No, if anybody's willing to share a name with you of their coming child, you have to go, oh, that's a great name, no matter what.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You have
I
to.
I completely disagree. If someone goes, oh, I'm going to name my daughter Galaxy, it's like, oh, is she going to pay for everything in ones?
Yeah.
Exactly. Stop that.
Yeah,
it's like, I'm going to name my son Outlaw. It's like, cool, he's going to be on the school board. We get it.
Galaxy comes out of the womb with the sunshine on her lower back.
You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
They did have Galaxy.
What a great
They didn't
name
her Galaxy.
Yes, they did.
They did.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I think you could say, you could put a little more Galaxy, as in now appearing on stage two.
I didn't have the courage. So,
Galaxy to the main stage. Galaxy.
So is it possible that Galaxy's parents are listening to this show right now saying, why is Tom telling everybody?
Oh, you mean Rod and Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Hey, Rod. Hey, Cinnamon.
I doubt it.
See you at the barbecue.
I know that if the answer is no, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, God.
Well, I will tell you this. If you let your friends name their child Galaxy, you better get them some sort of telescope or get them involved in planets because that's the only way this is going to work out.
Space pen in the stocking.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now,
she's an astronomer.
I want to promote this next thing that we're going to be doing by asking our guest, Chad Daniels, and Josh. I have given you a list of the most mispronounced words. It was just released yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I've not looked at
this
yet.
Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Now, the very first word, Chad Daniels, I want you to take a crack at it. This word, do you see the very first one? It starts with a C.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Do you know how to pronounce that word?
Uh-uh.
Give it a shot.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to pretend that the G is silent. I'm going to say Chewy.
Chewy. That is not correct.
I'm going to go Chewy.
Do you know what the word means?
I have no clue what that is. It doesn't even look like it's a real word.
Is it like a CCR term?
It doesn't. I have to assume Chewy is a Chewy? Social media word that's sort of...
Tulane Chuglin?
Yeah, I think it's one of the words that people in the generation younger than me, Gen Z, uses to make fun of millennials.
Yes.
I believe. I've heard it.
Yes.
So what is the definition?
Right.
Again, I have no idea.
Oh.
But it'd be like, you're wearing light wash jeans, that's Chewy. You have a middle part, that's right. Chewy.
Yeah, Chewy is the pronouncer. Yeah.
Right, and it's a term popularized by Gen Z used to mock an outdated and unfashionable aesthetic typically associated with millennials, like the live, laugh, love signs, for example.
Oh, that is Chewy.
Yeah. Oh, I love a live, laugh, love sign.
Really?
Aren't you the guy that you have one for Halloween that says live, laugh, boo?
No,
Josh?
Not at all. You suggested I should, but I hate live, laugh, love so much. Those are all three involuntary things. You might as well have a sign.
Well, yours would be live, laugh,
says,
chew.
Digest, sneeze.
I think you should put up a sign in your home where you live alone. Family. It's all about family.
And Josh, I was joking. I don't have a live, laugh, love sign. I have a mug that says, but coffee first, okay? It's very classy.
Not until I've had my coffee. Never will I talk to you.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
You know what I think is very Chewy?
Yeah.
I think majoring in dog walking in college and then complaining about not being able to afford a home is Chewy.
Yeah, that is the very definition.
I majored in dog walking and identifying different marijuana plants. I can't buy a house.
Shut up. Chad Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. The next one's easy.
Yes, it is.
The next one's a snap. Try the next one.
Well, it's Chipotle.
Very good.
And because I only know this because I live in northern Minnesota where it's never been pronounced correctly ever. But like, well, holy crap, have you tried this Chipotle? From that Subway sauce, Chipotle is spicy.
That's number two on the list of mispronounced words. Who wouldn't know that?
I want to know where Chipotle came from because there was a time before Chipotle.
Before the restaurant.
Oh, right.
No, before the
there sure was.
Whatever. Yeah. I never heard of it before, and then all of a sudden, it's everywhere.
They hit it in Mexico. They were keeping it from us.
No, number three, Josh, why don't you go first on this one?
I'll say Dalgona, and I don't know what it is.
Dalgona.
Dalgona is the evil overlord of the underworld.
Oh, is that right?
Dalgona.
I think that's correct, too.
Dalgona.
Josh, I wanted you to go first because it's a Korean treat made with melted sugar and baking soda popularized in Squid Game.
Oh, it's that thing that they carved the... Okay, yeah.
The needle.
And it's apparently pronounced with a T sound, Talgona.
Yeah, oh, okay. And I had never seen... I watched Squid Game and I had listened to... I'd lived in South Korea for 2 years. I had never seen that my whole time there.
Okay. Yeah.
Dalgona sounds like an Italian insult to me.
Yeah.
Hey, Dalgona.
Whoa! Hey, we were having a good time.
A frustrated teenager in the South just, Dalgona, go outside and mow lawn. Dalgona, get out there and do that. Dalgona.
Okay, this next one, I did not know this next one. I know it. I invested.
Yeah, he knows
it. I have seen it in writing, but I never heard it said out loud. Do you want to take a stab at the next one, Chad?
Well, I will. I'm just going to go phonetically and say doji coin.
Yeah, doji coin seems to me to be reasonable.
That's not it.
That's not it, is it?
I know.
No, it's doge. Doge coin.
No.
It's just doge.
What would a Southern kid say using that word, Chad? Yeah. Are you going to the laundromat? You going to do doge coin or doge?
Doge coin down there.
You're Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's problematic.
Yeah. When you do Southern, can you do like an affluent community of Dallas, maybe?
Big Chad's lead and go real broad.
Yeah. No.
So it's Dogecoin.
Yes.
And what is that again? It's just a crypto thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it started off kind of as a joke. And I invested, I think, when I was at, it was like at 0.002.
Yeah.
And it's at 17 cents now.
Ooh, you've made some money. How much did you put in there?
I'm not telling.
$10?
I don't want to be attacked when I leave the studio today. Okay, I can't.
Too late, Josh. Okay, and I think I'll give this next one to our guest comedian, Chad Daniels. This one, I think you'll probably know because you have a 17-year-old daughter.
I sure do. We went and saw her. It's Eilish.
Yes.
Yeah, Billie Eilish.
She's got some really cool stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I apparently this is based on, I guess this company has observed many people mispronouncing this.
I gotcha.
These are the people that are responsible for your closed captioning on your TVs.
That's
what this is. Is where this comes
This is
from.
Also a Southern word. I don't know if you knew that.
Eilish?
Yeah, you got something stuck in your Eilish.
What is that? Booger?
Wear sunglasses.
Wear sunglasses. That's the solution.
I like Billie Eilish's music, but if you take the music away and just listen to her, it is so sad.
Yes.
It's just like a teenage girl in a closet going, I wish we could be friends. Can we add the music back, please? I'm dying.
Yeah,
I'm not your friend. I've got a gun.
It was either buy a keyboard or be a cutter.
Yeah.
That was sort of her choice.
Or both.
Okay, we'll give the next one to Chad Daniels, the one that starts with ETH.
Sure, I'm going to say Ethereum.
That's right.
You got it.
Is that also a cryptocurrency?
Yeah. It is, and I'm doing very well.
Oh,
you just said that's right, like the biggest nerd in the whole. You're just like, that's right. I also am going to get jumped after this because of my Ethereum investment.
That's right.
I am kind of a nerd.
Okay, the next one, I don't understand
why this is
on here at all. Josh, you see the next one?
I do, yeah. I believe that is Flargalniff.
No.
Oh.
Starts with an EV.
No, I don't know why this is a thing. It's ever given.
I'd forgotten what it was. Christy, tell them.
Well, many newscasters mistook the name of the ship as Evergreen instead of Ever Given.
Which
is the name of the company that owns the vessel.
Remember the Suez Canal ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal?
That's what it was called, eh?
Yeah, the Ever Given. I don't even know why that's there.
Hi, I'm pretty, but I don't know things. Have you heard of the Evergreen ship problem?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there sometimes, Chad.
I'm pleasant to look at.
Okay, yeah. The next one is Glasgow, Scotland. I don't know why they wouldn't know that, but let's go to the one that starts with a K.
I didn't know this
one. I'll hand this one to you because I know you're a big sports fan, Chad Daniels. The one that starts with a K, I will give you a hint. It is the Philadelphia Eagles center, Jason Blank.
Okay. I'm gonna assume it's also the same as the tight end for the Chiefs. I'm gonna say Kelsey.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think they're brothers, aren't they?
They've been pronouncing it Kelsey for years.
It's Kelce?
It's Kels.
Oh, just Kels.
No, well, that's stupid. It's Kelsey.
And Jason said it's been mispronounced for years by sports guys. Why didn't he say something?
Because he's a center and his brother's a famous tight end. Could you imagine Thanksgiving? I know a lot of people are like, oh, my brother's a doctor. It's like, oh, you're the center, which is still awesome. You made it to the pros.
Yeah, right.
But when your brother is catching lots of touchdowns from the tight end position.
And winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, can you get your brother have Pat Mahomes sign this, please, and thank you? Yeah. Must get a lot of those.
The next three are impossible. The one of them is Omicron.
I don't know what that is.
It's the new variant.
It's the new variant. COVID-19.
You really don't watch the news, do you?
No, I'm out. I told you.
COVID-19. It's
good
the latest.
For you, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's what a jerk.
I don't memorize the names of myths.
There we go.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
We'll see how your Ethereum investment goes when you die of Omicron.
Yeah. Can you give me the code so when you drop dead from the COVID, I can have the money? That's either Omicron or Omicron are both correct.
Yeah. Now, gotcha.
Let's go down to the last two here. One of them is a name. This person is currently ranked as the world's number four tennis player of Greek origin in the international scene. Do you want to try that one? Please give me a shot at this one, Chad Daniels. Starts with STEF.
Yeah, so it's Stefanos, let's go Tsitsipas.
Oh, that's this
pretty
is
damn not. Close.
That is really close.
It's Stefanos.
Oh.
Accent first syllable.
Okay. Tsitsipas?
Close.
No, we had... You were going... Titsy pass or something?
It's like it's pronounced like Titsy fly.
That's right.
It's Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
I don't think you're saying it right.
It's Tsitsipas.
Oh, that's right.
There's two T's.
Yes.
Is it CC?
No, it's T-S-E-E.
Like Tsitsi fly?
Yeah.
Yes. Tsitsipas.
Oh, I was going to say.
So there's two Tsitsis.
I was going to say your face angle.
Well, you got to have a pair of them, yeah.
So there's no puss in there at all.
No.
Yeah, there's a pas. Pas, no puss.
Tsitsipas. Okay, yeah, I just read it phonetically.
Doesn't it sound like the owner of a pizzeria trying to talk dirty?
All right, we have one more.
You see
we'll
that fine
this
piece
up.
Of tsitsipas that just came in?
The last one's impossible.
I think I have a guess on this.
Okay, I'll give you the spelling. It's Yassify.
I'm going to say it's Yassify, and it means to, like, Yass Queen. It means to make something empowered or cool?
You're close.
Okay.
It's a popular trend in which multiple beauty filters are applied to well-known pictures or portraits for an effect.
I see.
But you did not pronounce it correct.
That's a good one. I would also Yassify? Think it's pronounced that way, and I would think it was, if you agree with someone but also want them to shut up, it's like, Yassify! Like, pacify and yes, combined. Yassify, enough.
I can't argue with that. It's correctly Yassify.
Is that not what I said? I said Yassify?
I thought it was Yassify.
No, it has to be Yass Queen related.
It's yeah.
It is.
Okay.
Yassify.
If you're Southern, you can say, I gave her boobs a two, but her Yassify.
All right, yeah. That's very good. Very good.
Well good trend on the Southern.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.